The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, I'm live because you deserve it. We need to make sure that you get all the data, all the information that you possibly can utilize and implement for your health and your family's health and everybody that you love. This is, you know, this is crazy time. I call it Looney Tunes time, but nevertheless, you know, there's so much out there that is not being reported and you need to know. And this is the platform that you get to know it from. So having said that, I have a lot of information for you today. I'm not sure where to start because it's, you know, it's so overwhelming. And I'm not talking about the political platform, maybe medical political. Yes. But nevertheless, things that you need to know. But if you want to talk to me on any subject, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Give me a call. Let's talk about you. Let's talk about anything that you need to air and find out about and, you know, figure it out through the matrix of the airways, if you will. You know, I just got back into town. I was doing a corporate retreat this last week, and they had asked me to present some information on, you know, different topics of healthcare and so forth and so on. What is interesting is that there's so many of us that really don't have all the data. We don't have all the information that we should. And so subsequently we go, you know, kind of trending off into the Netherlands relative to our assumptions. And there's a couple of things I want to talk to you about and things that are on our minds right now, and what's that has to do with, it has to do with all the stuff that they're going to inject in your body. It's called this COVID-19 vaccine. Very few of these reporting media, whether they're talk show programs, television programs, whether they're newspapers, and you know, whether you read them in your hands or online, are telling you the truth about anything that's really taking place. And you really need to understand and know about the truth. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And I want to give you things to think about. You know, the thing that is that this vaccine is not something that is known. It's not something that they have a lot of data on. Is they don't know the side effects. They're quite significant, as it turns out to be. What I saw recently in a journal, I read lots of them, one including the Epoch Times, and they came out with a very interesting reporting, something that we knew about it because I know how to go through the back door and go into physician sites. But they came out and they said that 55 people have already died after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine in the United States, not worldwide, in the United States. 55 people have died from receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. And they've let out, well, there's a couple people that have, you know, that have ended up in bad place. But at the end of the day, if 55 people in the United States have died after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine, and these are because of reports that were submitted into the federal system, you know, that were tracked and so forth, you know, these deaths, and you should ask, you know, which vaccine, you know, is the one that I have to, well, both the Moderna and the Pfizer, the biotech vaccine is the one that they're reporting. The reporting system, Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, is called VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, is a federal database. You can go and check this stuff out yourself. The system is passive. What that means is that reports aren't automatically collected and demanded to be filed. So the VAERS, V-A-E-R-S reports can be filed by anyone, including healthcare providers, patients, or family members. Unfortunately, you know, often lack of detail sometimes can have information that has errors in it and so forth, and you still need to know about that. But the site states that underreporting is believed to be less common for serious events. So take it as you would, but I, you know, put it out there for you to really understand. But they published a story about an older man, and, you know, unfortunately I have to put myself in that category, right? He's a 66-year-old senior home resident in Colorado, and he was sleepy and stayed in bed after getting the Moderna vaccine. And early the next morning, and it's actually Christmas morning, he was observed lying in bed. He was pale, his eyes were half open, and so forth. Well, the man was no longer with us. He was gone. And then there's another one that they talk about, and he's an older guy as well. So at the end of the day, this is not something that you should step up and say, I'm in, roll up your shoulder or your sleeve and get the injection until you really do your homework. It's important. You know, right now they're talking about 10.5, 11 million people have received the COVID-19 vaccine. And, you know, the federales, as I like to call them, the health officials have said that the adverse events are being investigated, but the vaccines, quote unquote, are still safe. Well, maybe, you know, you're going to have to really convince me that that's the case. There's a younger man, early 50s, middle 50s. He was a medical worker at Mount Sinai Medical Center in Miami, Florida, and he was injected on December 18th, and 16 days later, he died. So they're going to spin that and say, well, you know, but what they did is they found out what he died of, and it was acute idiopathic thrombocytopenia purpura, a blood disorder that, you know, things begin to rupture, and he begins to bleed, and he passed away as well. So all I'm saying to you is that please do your homework. Make sure that you understand what you're saying yes to if you decide that you're going to get this vaccine. Understand what the ramifications are, and understand, please, that even though this viral flu, this COVID-19, is a serious flu, it still has a absolute recovery process that is not worth what we've seen, in my opinion. And you need to be extremely aware of that. We're going to talk a little bit more about this in the first half of the program today. You know, Google drives me crazy. You know, everybody said, well, I'm going to Google it. Well, is Google the authority? Is God? You know, they put out what they want to put out and they hide what they don't want you to see. Google is neither a governmental agency nor a health organization, my friends. It's nothing less than they're acting in the back pocket of a lot of the people who have a lot to gain, we'll put it that way, on this COVID-19 vaccine. And there was an interesting blog that you can go back and check out. It was published on December 10th of this last year, 2020, that we just walked through, right, by Dr. Karen DeSalvo, and she's Google's chief health officer, and Christy Gallo, the company's vice president of trust and safety, COVID-19 vaccine promotions. And it's very, very interesting. She said, since the start of the outbreak, Google has introduced more than 200 products and initiatives, including an exposure notification contact tracing system. It aims to alert individuals by their cell phones that they've been exposed to someone with COVID-19. The potential privacy violations of this technology is huge. We have something called HIPAA laws, HIPAA guidelines. These are patient privacy guidelines. These are people privacy guidelines. And as it turns out, you know, these vaccines are being used to manipulate the laws that are there to keep you private and to protect you. And so there's a tremendous amount of misconception whether things are allowed or not allowed. They're breaking laws across the board, and nobody's talking about that. It's crazy city. It's Looney Tune city, as I've said, you know, repetitively. You know, to help influence your thought process, you know, media through its search engine, Google, if you will, gave $1.5 million towards the creation of the COVID-19 vaccine. Yeah, well, why? Well, you're going to say that because it's altruistic and, you know, they feel great about themselves helping people out. Well, Here's something that came out of Google that I found. It said, led by the Australian Science Media Center and with support from technology, nonprofit, meeting, the hub will be a resource for journalists providing around-the-clock access to scientific expertise and research data. You know what that means? That means they get to tell you what they want you to hear. That's all. That's all it says. They'll tell you what they want you to hear. They're going to reframe it. They're going to reposition it. They're going to put it into a place where you say, you're going to say, oh, my God, right? But now you got countries like the UK and Canada, Australia, New Zealand, they're reporting, you know, high-quality scientific information, you know, to their people. It's like, really? Give me a break. They're so controlling at this point. It's going to the place of you have lost everything that you possibly thought you would have relative to choice in your life. Now, I totally accept and support your choice to get this vaccine. If that's what you think you should do and you've checked both sides of the platform and you're totally convinced that this is the way to go, then by all means, go out, take the risk, get it done. But as I've said before, that before this man on this side of the microphone gets that injection in his arm, I'm going to watch for a couple years. I'm going to see what happens. I'm going to see how many people end up with serious side effects of this thing and perhaps how many people end up dying. It's not okay. You know, Google's partnership, you know, with other agencies and particularly federal agencies to provide COVID-19 vaccine information isn't about real fact finding and sharing the truth. And this is something that you need to check out. It's about parroting, you know, the bottom line that they want you to hear about and spreading propaganda to all of us. You know, something they've been extremely successful at in the past. So really understand this. This is not about, you know, telling the truth. This is about an agenda, my opinion, and it's going to end up with, you know, tracing and making sure that you understand where things that they're in control, not you. You're no longer in control. So they want to be able to find things very quickly. They want to be able to suppress it very fast. They want to be able to modify, you know, and again, I'll take you back to one thing. If this vaccine is so safe, why is it that these drug companies that are putting out Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca, and Johnson & Johnson, and Eli Lilly, all these guys, why is it that they are protected from lawsuits? That if something happens to you, you end up with paralysis, you end up with some type of permanent situation, you end up a family member or dead, that they cannot be sued. Does that make sense to you? It doesn't make any sense to me. And I've been at this game a long time. You know, in 44 years of practice, coming up this April 1st, I have never seen anything like this that is massive control across the board. It doesn't exist. And we've had tremendous problems that we've had to face over the years, going back to 1968 with the Asian flu, in the time of Vietnam and so forth. We had over 100,000 people that died within a 12-month period of time, not stretched out over the next 2 years or so, but within a 12-month period, over 100,000 people. Why is it? How come? Why is it that we're, you know, being manipulated in a way that this is so egregious? If anything, you know, we have to understand that this was, and I'll use, this is a Chinese attack. Okay, this came out of the Wuhan laboratory. It's a modified epigenetic virus. It's one that can cause significant problems. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, but I want to take your calls at 888-630-9625. Give me a call. I'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. It is Sunday in the nation's capital, and we're at that precipice. We're at that place where we have so much on our plate. We're trying to make a decision about what to do on so many different levels, you know, not only because we're being locked down and shut down and so forth, but in my opinion, being lied to on so many different levels is like incredible. But my platform is your health and your well-being and the things that are being told to you that can be extremely, we'll put it mildly and say misleading. You know, in the first half of the program, I told you that there's a lot of information that is not being put out publicly. You have to even go outside you know, to take a look at something. Somebody asked me the other day, so, you know, what medias do I look at and listen to? Actually, very few. Occasionally, I'll listen to, you know, business news, but I usually check out what I want to online. I will go to outside the country. Guess who I listen to? Al Jazeera America. Why? Because they have a very different perspective, and you're going to hear things that are different there. Now, yeah, I said that, and they're interesting in their reporting process because it's pretty honest compared to some of the stuff that you're being exposed to. And then in addition to that, I'll read the Epoch Times, and I try to get as much factual data as I possibly can. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that, but the end game right now with this COVID-19 vaccine is to get all of you to step up, and they're not going to report the side effects. And we've said there are literally dozens of people that have already died from this thing and other reactions that are extremely significant. So buyer beware. You need to do your homework. You need to be, you know, very, very much diligent, if you will, about, you know, all of those things. I want to go to the phones to begin with. We have somebody that's been patient and holding, so we'll do that, and then we'll come right back. And Andy, how can I help you?
Well, thank you, Dr. Rizzo. I want to follow up your comments, and if there's any way you could possibly put some links to some information that you trust on your website, it would be very helpful. But I infer from what you say, when you say we have to do our due diligence before we take the vaccine, that it's impossible, that we as laymen, there's just no way we can get enough information to really make an intelligent decision on whether or not to take the vaccine. Is that true?
It's a challenge. Even for us, it's a challenge. I can go into different sites, and I put doctor's credentials in, and I get other data. You know, I do a lot of publishing on my Facebook page, and that's the only thing that I put down. There's anything that's related to healthcare. The article that I just quoted earlier on, from Epoch Times is there right now. You can go in and just go to R. Thomas Rozelle. You don't have to friend me. You can just go in and take a look at it. It's open to anybody that wants to see it. But what you do and how you have to go in and you have to dig deep into the archives. So, you know, if you put something up and you want to research it online, there's a lot of misleading information on both sides. And that's what you really have to be careful about. But you have to begin to cherry pick the information and then just follow the leads. It takes some time to do it. You know, I'm constantly in front of a computer trying to get data, see what makes sense, what doesn't make sense. At the end of the day, you have to look at it and try to set aside the emotional inflammatory reactions that are being put out there on both sides to try to get you to respond. And, you know, if they say, you know, a briefing, you have to say by who? If they say that this happened, you have to ask the question, when did it happen? How many times did it happen? And what is the, you know, what's the overall situation? You know, they're trying to say right now that about 1% or 2% of serious reactions with this. Now, what do they call serious? That's the piece that you have to pick apart on every million in vaccinations that are out there. Well, you know, maybe. And, you know, compared to the regular flu, which is something that has a very, very, very low effectiveness rate anyway. But when you look at the research that's out there, you look at India, where the Pfizer did a lot of its original test trials. India threw them out. They wouldn't let them back in the country because what they were finding that women were becoming sterile from the vaccine permanently. And, you know, now with the Pfizer vaccine and AstraZeneca and Moderna vaccine, because their RNA attachments, RNA polymerase attachments, they're telling you do not have, if you're in childbearing ages, do not have unprotected sex for at least 30 days up to 60 days prior to or after having, excuse me, after having the vaccine. Excuse me. You know, guys begin will continue to produce sperm, you know, on an ongoing basis. Women are born with X number of eggs and they don't get any more. So if this thing is genetically damaging, women are in trouble. And that's what happened in India. They found that there are women that were permanently sterilized because of their test runs, their trials. Now that's facts. You got to dig, you can find it. It's there. It's a challenge for all of us, including me, trying to find the information that is accurate and true, but you have to make sure that you do it. We're seeing patients in the office and they come in and say, you know, what do you think about the vaccine? And I tell them and I smile and I said, look, here's the data. I am not going to have that. They have to handcuff me and put it into my arm. There's no way it's going to take place unless they do that. So, you know, be aware, be careful. And I hope that helps you a little bit. Get a hold of me if you need to at drtomrozell.com. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. We'll be right back after some very important information. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Indeed, I am. And it's a very lovely day outside, fortunately. Get outside and go for a walk. And think about the things that we're talking about today. Because at the end of the day, you know, remember my book, Ageless Health. Health is a do-it-yourself program. It's something that you need to be responsible for doing the research, really understanding it, make a decision about your own lives. And if it's something that you really want to step up to the plate, this vaccine, you know, you need to know that this vaccine may not prevent infection and or the transmission of the disease. Have you noticed that they've said, though, even though that you have the vaccine, you still have to cover up and you still have to do those things? Well, you know, at the end of the day, you have to be pretty face on to even get this thing. It is highly contagious, this new strain. It's not, the morbidity and the mortality is not anywhere near what it was. And people are recovering from this thing. And that's really what you need to know. But if you get into the WHO, the World Health Organization changes that are out there, you can get into that platform and take a look around. There's a really good website, and it's simply Mercola.com, M-E-R-C-O-L-A, Mercola.com. Joe Mercola is an osteopath, and he has 22, 23 writers that do his research, and he's got some excellent articles on this. You can go in, you could read all day long, and I think some of it is going to put the hair on end on your back of your neck, and you're going to say, oh, my gosh. And I read him, and I read a lot of other pieces as well. But at the end of the day, we've got a problem in our hands, and it's one of not enough data. I'm going to take this next call because I'm hoping he can provide me with some information, because I don't understand it based on what I know as well. But, you know, let me leave you with this. Even though that you're going to get the vaccine, there's a lot of articles out there that simply say that even though you're going to get this vaccine, it may not cause prevention at all, that you're still going to be susceptible to it. And by the way, you may end up with other problems because of that. But let's go to the phones. Al, are you still there? You're waiting patiently?
Yes, yes. Thank you for taking my call, doctor. My question is about the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines. And I understand that they are RNA vaccines. They cause
Correct.
The body to produce the spike protein, and then the body produces antibodies, and that's what gives you the protection. So my question is, why do you need two doses? The only explanation I could come up with, and again, as you say, I haven't been able to find any information on this, is that if you're producing the spike protein damages cell walls, and if you give too high a dose initially, you could do damage to the body by destroying cell walls, even though you're not unloading the genetic package into the cell. So my question is, why two doses?
You know, you've put the million-dollar question of the year on the table. And so I think that your initial commentary is true, because it goes in, and number one, it's the way it's supposed to work is the RNA is supposed to cause the DNA to create an antibody towards
right.
this thing, you know, by stimulating the pathways that you talked about. So
yep.
If that's true, then why do you go there? Well, because they know it's not effective. And that's number one. So if you go back and you look at the studies and try to get their data downloaded from the original trials, you're going to see that they went in, and the first time through they had little effect. The second time through they had a little bit more effect. But this thing is not as preventative as they're trying to put out there. I can't give you a straight answer on this because they don't publish it. You go into their websites. I've gone into both Moderna and Pfizer and AstraZeneca, and I've done everything I can to try to pick it apart. There's little information that's available. All they're saying that you need the booster, you know, like, you know, a tetanus booster to make this thing optimal and to stay at a high level. So if that's the case, you can draw a conclusion that this is not only an ineffective platform, but it's also one that diminishes very rapidly in its effect to the body. Now, the other piece is because it does damage tissue and it permanently attaches to the RNA and it permanently attaches to it, it's going to be passed on. Then you go to what we were talking about earlier with men, you know, and women being told not to have unprotected sex, you know, for a period of 30, and they're saying up to 60 to 90 days in some of the journals I've read. They're damaging the DNA platform. You don't recover that right away. So I'm stuck to give you a real straight up technical answer on why two, with the exception is that the first one is not working and they're using it just like they're using with any other vaccine that needs a booster. They're telling you, you know, years later, get the chickenpox vaccine and so forth. That's the only thing that from everything that I've read that I can come up with, because there's really nothing out there. And if you have any data, please send it to me and any websites I can go to, because I'm constantly reading. I'm trying to find out, you know, what this is all about. I mean, I know what it's about. And we're talking about, you know, this was an on purpose. It was a genetically manipulated viral pattern that was designed to go after certain receptor sites within the body, and subsequently any immunological depletions are makes people much more susceptible. People who have high inflammatory levels are going to be more susceptible. People who are on medications that drop the immune response. But we also know that bringing up levels of vitamin D and zinc and so forth are protecting people across the board. But anyway, I thank you for your call. I can't give you a good answer on this because I haven't read one. Nobody's putting it out there. But if you have it, please send it to me. And I appreciate your call. Thank you, my friend. You know, this it's a crazy question. I really wish I could answer that completely, but unfortunately, you know, I can't. It's really unbelievable. Let me go to Susie from Fairfax. Susie, how can I help you?
See, I have FHIP and irregular heartbeats, and it happens to me for 3 hours, very, very fast. I can't even count. And I'm so worried if I have to take this because it hurts my stomach, like squishing, and then breathing a little difficult. But when I 3 hours later, when I go to stool out, it relaxes. I don't know what's happening, but I had flu shot 2 years ago. 2 days later, after flu shot, my legs felt so weak I couldn't even walk. Until now, it's little better of therapy and everything. So I'm afraid to take this injection.
I can understand why. Let me give you an answer on a couple different levels, Susie. The number one, the AFib that you're getting, you say when you have a movement, then the AFib and the problem becomes less. Well, the reason for that is that the AFib you're dealing with is a vagus nerve problem. The vagus nerve comes from the bottom of your brain stem, and it touches every organ in your body, including your heart. It attaches to the sinoatrial nodes in the atrium of the heart, which controls the overall rhythm, both of the atrium and the ventricles, because one causes the other one to fire. So anytime you know that you have a side reaction to a vaccine, and obviously you've had one, my encouragement would simply be, don't do this, because you're going to put yourself at a greater risk, particularly, in my opinion, this particular vaccine. It's craziness.
Yeah, yeah.
Make sure that you don't do that. I wouldn't do it, particularly with your health history that you would have to know a lot more about you, but don't. You're putting yourself, in my opinion, at a greater risk, considering that you've had more problems in the past. Susie, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. We've got several calls coming in, and let's go to Kathy from Silver Springs. Kathy, how can I help you?
Yes, Dr. Roselle, you mentioned the Moderna vaccine and 55 information that you could find in the U.S., 55 had died. But most of the people are being given the Pfizer. Do you have any information on the Pfizer vaccine and the results and the people that have died?
No, actually what I did is I put them all together as a group. The publication was simply that people across the board with the RNA vaccine are the ones that have succumbed to it. So basically what the article said, I'm pulling it up right now, and it says that 55 people died in the U.S. after receiving COVID-19 vaccines. And through the reporting system that's there, it says let me see if I can get the entire article up. I'm trying to do multiple pieces as I'm talking to you. And they talk about deaths have occurred among people receiving both the Moderna and the Pfizer BioNTech vaccines, you know, according to the published reports. The Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, it's called VAERS, V-A-E-R-S. This is a federal database, by the way. So you can go into VAERS and look up things. And the system is a passive reporting system. What that means is that these reports aren't automatically collected and demanded that they must be filed. The VAERS system, V-A-E-R-S report, can be filed by anyone, including healthcare providers and patients or families. So when you know that to be true, you know that you may not be getting the full tally of the stuff. So often the reporting system often lacks details. So to be fair, you know, when they talk about that, it may be more, it might be less, you know, than what's happening, but it's only a small fraction of the actual adverse events that are being recorded, because they're not demanded that they're being listed. So if you go on to the VAERS, you'll see some of them. But it's not going to be everything. So you really have to dig. You have to go into a lot of different websites to find the information. And don't get locked into a place where just because you see one topic, you know, you can see the there's lots of stuff. So World Health Organization changes definition of herd immunity. What does that mean? You know, COVID-19 is changing the future of vaccines. What does that mean? And then until you get into it and you start really following the thread, you know, around there's, you know, in China, going back to an article that I read a long time ago, and I'm pulling up my website because I collect this stuff. And it says, you know, China COVID cover up. It includes imprisoning a journalist. Why? Why is that? Why are they putting people in jail if they, you know, they're telling the truth? You know, there's COVID-19 testing fraud. And that was an article that was written and published. And it's crazy. It's like I said, it's Looney Tunes City. We are so being manipulated only because of the fact that we're seeing one piece of the story. We're not seeing all the pieces together. So do the research, take the time, go into the different websites and see what they have to say. You know, I continue to publish on my Facebook page. Just go into R. Thomas Rozelle, and you'll find it. You don't have to friend me. You can just come in and snoop around and take a look at all kinds of things that I put on there. If you go back over, you know, over this last year, you're going to see tons of things that, including the radio program, by the way, but you'll see antibody testing, the COVID-19. You'll see, you know, occasionally you'll see a picture of my family, but, you know, that's, we all have to do those things. But nevertheless, you need to be informed and realize that we've got to get ourselves away from Panicsville. You know, we are so succumbing to the craziness that's out there. It's unbelievable. We're taking away our individual thought processes. We're becoming sheeples, if I can put it in that terminology. We're not thinking. You know, when I grew up, you know, and I went to school and I had a double major in undergraduate school, you know, pre-medical sciences and pre-law. And we were taught to think through, discuss, and argue with salient, objective information. That doesn't exist anymore. Why is that? Why doesn't it exist? You need to call me, you know, when you have a question. I'm happy to take it online. But also, if you have a question and we're not on the program, simply do this. Go to rozellecare.com. And send me a note there, or simply go to my office website, which is secure. And it's this very simple. Go to rtr@rozellecare.com. That's rtr@rozellecare.com. Send me whatever information that you need to have. I'll do the best I can to get it to you. You know, one of us will get back to you if you have other information. If you're not feeling well, let's figure out what it is. You know, just remember, right now we're reacting across the board. Everybody thinks that if you walk by somebody and they don't have a mask on, you're going to die. Well, it's not the truth, you know, and you have to have to contact this virus or any other virus, you have to have pretty close contact. You have to, you know, and putting hand sanitizers on your hands is not going to kill the virus. Hot water, soap and water will get it done, period, end of story. You know, so be aware, you know, at the office, we're wiping things down. We're scrubbing doors after every patient. Our staff is fully masked. And we do that. And we have HEPA filters throughout the whole place. Nothing lives in that silly place. And, you know, we talked to you about the air tamer technology. You know, air tamer technology is science. The mask is political. You can go to our website at rozellecare.com. We have them available for you. We also, remember, we're doing antibody testing as well, so you can sign up for that. I wish we had about 5 hours to do this program because I have so much I'd like to pick through one piece at a time. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. We're going to come back. I'm going to wrap this up. I'm going to give you a little bit more data. This is important that you know so you can protect yourself and your families. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live, as you do every Sunday. It's same old spot, same old time, 11 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. And I want to thank all of you who are reaching out from other parts of the country and sending us data. You know, hopefully we're getting everything that you need and back to you on a timely basis. Just remember, you can get a hold of us here at the radio at 888-630-9625, or when we're not here, simply go to rozellecare.com and one of our people will get back to you. Or if you'd like to get a hold of me directly, it's rtr@rozellecare.com. Happy to do that for you. Please do everything you can to keep yourself informed as we try to keep you informed here on Sundays. Want to go to take one more call because I think this is going to be interesting. Unfortunately, I won't be able to spend too much time. But Cliff, you've been hanging in there very patiently. You're calling from Philadelphia. How can I help you, sir?
Yes, Dr. Tom. Another health practitioner introduced me and told me about the drug ivermectin. Do you have any information on that?
Yeah, it's excellent. You know, and you're talking about that's the words from a natural healthcare practitioner that don't like to use drugs to begin with. It's a repurposed drug in 2015. It won a Nobel Prize for its work in parasitic infections, scabies, and things like that. And there's a whole group of docs out there that are doing repurposed drugs. And what they found, and they presented in front of the Department of Homeland Security in Congress, that they had 30 studies that were all positive relative not only prevention of COVID, but also the treatment of it. And people were in almost 100% in their studies, people were turned around that were sick. You know, so it's a good medication. It's working. It's pulling people around. So I have another question. My question is simply this, and what I put out is this way, is that if you have a drug like ivermectin, if you have a drug like hydroxychloroquine and 200 milligrams of zinc that has a 91% effectiveness rate if you catch it within the first 10 days of onset of symptoms, if you have monoclonal antibodies that are working, if you have a extract from an oleander plant that in very minor dosages turns around. I've been involved with that company, with Phoenix Biotechnological Laboratories. If you have stuff like this that are known to turn this thing around, why are we so intent on vaccinating the population when we can actually fix it? And we know that vitamin D at very high levels and zinc at adequate levels also lend to tremendous immunological protection and support. Doesn't make sense to me, but the medication that you're talking about, absolutely, it's working, as well as the other things. You know, if you have any other data, Cliff, I'd love to have it. Oh, I think Cliff is gone. Anyway, so, but that's the drug works, and so does the monoclonal antibodies, and so does the hydroxychloroquine and zinc, and so does the extract. And by the way, the Ceradivir, which is the original trial, is now put into a nutraceutical platform, and it's in a 4X nutraceutical, working just as well as the other. We will have it in the practice for our patients as a immunological support. In addition to that, you can get it. You'll be able to get it online probably this week. For those of you who are not patients of ours, you'll simply go to RoselleCare.com, and you'll be able to pick it up there. We'll have a link to the company. So we're trying to do everything we can to supply you with this, not only the information that you need, but everything that you can to prevent yourself. But, you know, at the end of the day, make sure your vitamin D level is high. Make sure you're taking enough zinc. Make sure you see, we have a immune support package for you. If you go to RoselleCare.com, you can see it. You can order online. Do that. Get the air tamers. The air tamers, I wear one every time I'm in the practice with patients, even though I'm masked when I see people. I wear it when I go, when I'm teaching, and I haven't isolated. I've been out teaching this entire year. I wear it when I fly. It kills 99% of all viral patterns. Check it out. We have the links on our website. Again, just simply go to RoselleCare.com. And if you want it, it's there for you. But at least do yourself the favor, get the information so you know what to do across the board. And, you know, you can prevent and preserve and protect your family, right? That's what we're all about. That's what we really want to get done, is that we don't want anything to happen to us, because God forbid, you know, we buy into this, you know, this Looney City craziness that's out there. And, you know, we actually believe what they say. It's my opinion, you know, if you do what you're supposed to be doing, you protect yourself adequately from this and other viral patterns, you're going to stay healthy. You know, coming up April 1, I've been in practice 44 years. And it's been a wonderful, beautiful journey. I've been able to touch and treat and help literally thousands upon thousands of people, not only here but worldwide. I get to teach worldwide. I get to touch doctors and get them to get their heads out of their tails and be able to really look at health as the way you're supposed to. There's a quote that I always like to put in a lot of the lectures that I do, and it's from Louis Pasteur. And, you know, he's the guy that invented the bug theory. You've got a bug, that's the disease. You got to kill the bug and you're healthy. On his deathbed, he made a confession. He said, I was wrong. It's not the bacteria, or the bug. It's the terrain, meaning it's you. If you increase the strength in the immunological reaction to the terrain, the bug is insignificant. It doesn't cause any problems whatsoever because we're around them all the time. You have them constantly. That's how your body begins to defend and build itself at a very strong level. We're coming up to the end of the program, and I wish we had 3 hours to be able to talk to you. But just remember, we do this in one reason only, simply because I love you all, and I want you to have the information. See you next week. Take care.